Well, greetings, friends, and welcome to a brand new week at Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're here every weekday to serve you, our Basic Gospel listeners, and we want to hear from you. Know what's on your mind today, so please give us a call at 844-322-2742, especially if you attended the United Conference that ended just yesterday. And what a great time that was, Bob, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that as we move forward, but we really would love to hear from some of you who attended. Whatever you'd like to bring to the table today, we're here to talk with you about it. So give us a call at 844-322-2742, but do it kind of like right now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You mentioned the United Conference that we had this weekend, and boy, what a special event that turned out to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a united conference between Basic Gospel, between the Grace Message, and you know, at the end of the year, the two are going to become one. And
right. So
we were celebrating all that God has done through Basic Gospel, and we were looking forward to all that God is going to do as these two come together.
Yep.
And Andrew kind of takes the lead, moving us forward into the future. And it just turned out better than I ever dreamed or imagined. We had a wonderful group of people, great teaching, great fellowship, great just spirit. I mean, it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I just want to say to those who were there that were a part of it, thank you for being a part of such a special event. And thank you for making it so special. And Bob, it was just great fun to do that together and see our team. Somebody asked me and came up and said, "Gosh, this is just the best conference. I mean, it's just everything is taken care of. You just got the top notch equipment, and it's just fantastic." And I said, "Well, here's how I lead. I say, let's do this on a certain day." And then everybody on the staff just becomes themselves and just does their thing.
Indeed.
And they do it in such a bang-up job. I mean, it really is over the top. Vivian takes the lead, putting all the details together. And, I mean, every little detail is just spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely spectacular, to the point there were postcards. Then she put them, tied a little bow around them, put them in this beautiful bag that folks could take with them, and with key scripture verses. Just fantastic.
Yes,
and Greg reached out to one of his friends and got this this electronic screen.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. And
the sound system.
Yeah, everything was just fantastic. And we had some really life-changing moments in people's lives. Several came up and said, "I'm finally at rest. I finally know what it is to be at peace with God. I'm really getting my life back together." And it was exciting to see how the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ really can get into somebody's heart and life and really start to transform them in just wonderful, miraculous ways. So it was a fantastic event. We got to meet many people who watch us on YouTube. We got to put faces to names, and that was just fantastic.
Got to meet B.
That's great. Right. That's exactly right. Tammy Glaze, and just quite a number of other people. And so it was just fantastic from start to finish. And one of the things that I concluded on was a verse, Galatians 2:20. And that really is the summary of the Christian life, summary of all that we teach as far as a ministry. It's the summary of the Grace Message. And Paul writes this: "I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." So we see, just wrapped up in this one singular verse, the entire story: the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ Jesus. We see the crucifixion of Christ. We see that we have gone through death with him, and we have to. We have to go through death with him so that we can experience resurrection. And that's exactly what the next line talks about, the fact that Christ lives in us. Well, if Christ died on a cross and he lives in us now, that means he was resurrected. And so he lives in us, and he's given us new life. He's given us his life. And this new life that we have, we live it in the flesh by faith in the Son of God. So it's a trust relationship. That's what's been forged by this gospel message, a trust relationship. Now, we try to complicate it. We try to add layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. You can talk about an issue, and somebody will say, as a Christian, you should be doing this. As a Christian, you should be doing that. And no, the Bible simply says to trust the Lord, yeah, to walk by faith in the Son of God who loves us and gave himself for us. That is the Christian life. Mm-hmm. Now, we went through death, through resurrection, to get that life. Now that we have it, let's live it by faith in Christ and allow Christ to do his thing through us. And I tell you, whatever he does through you, it is going to be amazing. We see in Philippians 2, God is at work in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. We simply are working out what God is working in. That's what faith is all about. And as we work that out, guess what it's going to look like? It's going to look a lot like love one toward another. Yeah. So this is such a powerful verse. This is what basic gospel is all about. Why? Because this is the basic gospel, that Christ died, that Christ was buried, that Christ was raised from the dead. And when we respond to that by grace through faith, we go through death with him, come out on the other side, raised to walk in the newness of life, a life lived by faith in Christ, the very one who loves us and gave himself for us.
Indeed. Thanks for those thoughts, Bob. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. And we want to hear from you at 844-322-2742. As I said earlier, if you were attending the conference over this past weekend, we would really love to hear from some of you, get your reaction, get your response to what you experienced. Bob, I have to say that you and Andrew literally knocked it out of the park, and thank you for all that you have done to bring the gospel, the truth of the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ, to the airwaves and to the conference. So it was a wonderful, marvelous time, and kind of a bittersweet thing because, you know, as you have said in the past, we've done, I don't know, maybe hundreds of these conferences through the years. I think several dozen at least. This was kind of a bittersweet one because this will be the last one that you and I will be teaming up on. And I know it just kind of hit me as I was doing my final address, I guess you could call it, yesterday, and just kind of reflecting on the fact that many of the folks that were there, this will be the last time that I will see them, and probably you as well.
Maybe
and
or maybe not. Maybe you never not. Know.
But the thing all of a sudden hit me is it may be the last time until the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yes.
And that just struck me, and I thought I would share that. So it was a great time, a wonderful time with a lot of sweet-spirited folks, and I just thoroughly was immersed in their love.
Yes, and yes, so, yes, indeed.
Well, once again, there's only one reason that this goes out over the airwaves is because so many of you give to make it happen. I think of those that they were at the conference yesterday. They were there simply because at some point they heard a message and somebody footed the bill for it, basically. And so that's the importance of continuing to support a ministry like Basic Gospel and the Grace Message. And we certainly appreciate those of you who do that. And again, Andrew's book, God Without Religion, is available to those of you who make a donation this month. And you can do that at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had a question that came in off ours. Let's listen to this one.
Hello, my name is Kay, and I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. I've been a long-time listener of your show, and I thank you so much for all that you do. I would really like to hear how you would address this issue. Our daughter has informed us that unless we are fully vaccinated, that we are not to come for Thanksgiving. They are about 5 hours away and have three little boys under the age of 7. And my husband has spoken to her twice by phone, and she called the second time to find out what we intended to do. and he told her we would not be getting the vaccine. Well, she turned it into a sad note of saying that we didn't love our grandsons and that she would tell them we weren't coming to see them. And I really don't have any idea what else she may have said or anything. I haven't spoken with her, you know, on the phone or anything, but my husband and I will be celebrating our 50th anniversary in December. And of course we are heartbroken, and we have been praying over this matter for about 3 weeks now. And I would just really like for you to give us your personal input on this matter and the best way for us to handle this. Thank you so much. Mm. Bye-bye.
Well, Kay, thanks for your call, and my heart just goes out to you and to your husband. You know, I'm a grandparent, and Bob Davis, you're a grandparent, and the love that you have in your heart for your grandchildren is incomparable to just about anything else that you have. And there's just a special love, a special connection between grandparent and grandchild. And for your daughter to make a vaccination a litmus test for your love for your kids is just uncalled for, totally uncalled for, because that's not the case at all. Your love for them is as pure and as strong today as it was yesterday, and that will continue. Now, if she and her husband are in agreement that they're not going to allow anybody in their house who is unvaccinated, then that's their decision. And you can challenge that, but if that's what they said, then your only choice is join Thanksgiving here apart from them. But if I'm in your shoes, I would certainly write a letter to the grandkids or make a call to them and just say, hey, we're not going to come. We're not vaccinated. And but we want you to know how much we love you and how much we care for you. And, we can't wait until the next time we get to see you. So I would somehow get in contact with those grandkids. But here's the deal. This shouldn't be a point of division at all. And Bob, we a number of months ago, maybe last month, we did a program where at the beginning I looked at the way Satan actually uses some of the issues of the day to carry out his game plan.
Right.
And so he creates fear, and certainly COVID has created fear, a lot of fear out there in the world. Fear on lots of different levels, fear of getting sick, fear of dying, fear of losing a job, fear of financial repercussion, all sorts of things. There's all kinds of fear. So
fear of each other.
Yes, fear of each other. I can't, which is just unbelievable. Yeah. But there's that fear of each other. So that fear, Satan uses that to cause division, to divide us. And we see that happening. Okay, it's just happening right there. This has become a point of division. And then through that division, hostility is going to bubble up. There's going to be some hostility there, maybe from your daughter towards you because y'all aren't following their what they think is best. And then, from a governmental standpoint or from an authoritarian standpoint, we see people trying to take control, trying to seize power, and then enslavement follows. Yes. That's just the way it works out. So, the call, I think, as Christians are concerned, is don't get sucked into the Satan game plan. Don't get sucked into living by fear. Don't get sucked into using something like that to cause division, to separate, to isolate yourselves from one another. Come together and say, hey, let's trust the Lord and let's work out a situation that is a win-win for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can do that, can talk openly, and can work toward that, showing some unity there, right, then you can probably work out a plan that is going to be beneficial for all.
Yeah. Kay, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. It's a tough spot that you and your husband are in, but, you know, just to rely on the Lord to lead you step by step and day by day on this situation. But I know, as Bob said, you love your grandkids. I love mine. Bob loves his. You know, they're just special in our lives, and I know it'll be a heartache if you're not able to be with them at that particular time.
That's exactly right. Well, let's go to our phone lines. Let's talk to Tracy, who was with us this weekend. Tracy, welcome.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
I can't say thanks enough for the what you guys put on. I think it was just remarkable, fantastic. Got to meet some people I haven't got to meet. Whenever it comes out, I highly recommend people watch this. It will change their lives. All they got to do is put their faith in Him, and it changed me immensely. I was one that I accepted Him, but I didn't understand the rest part. And when I came to listen to you guys at this, I finally come to understand. I finally felt like I know what that means. It's not about works. It's not about anything you do. It's coming to understand. In fact, He's already done it. You just live in it. You live through it. That's all it is. There's nothing else to do. And the evil one, or Satan, wants to get you to do works to try to separate you again from Him, which doesn't happen. But that's the mindset He's putting in everybody. So it's like you said, Bob, it's division. That's what He does. But again, the works is nothing that we do. It ain't going to do. I mean, that's just basically the opposite. But I really loved everything you guys said, and I'm glad I got to meet everybody there.
We were glad you were there, Tracy, love you and what God is doing in your life. And it was a number of years ago that you and I met and at an event, a men's event in Kansas, and you got some resources after that, and that really kind of helped open your eyes to what the gospel was all about. You received the Lord through that. You've been growing in grace ever since, and this conference for you could just see the rest kind of come into your heart and your countenance, and that was beautiful to see, to witness. And I am glad, Tracy, you are resting in the Lord, and from that place of rest, this life of faith in Christ can just explode. And that's where it begins. We are resting by faith in the finished work of Jesus. And as we are resting in His finished work, then we're open to His continued work in and through us, so that we can truly bear the fruit of His life out there in the world. And that's just the way He's got it set up. And Tracy, glad you're enjoying it.
Well, thanks. I appreciate everything you guys did. I pray that you guys have continuous success after you leave there and everything you do. I mean, I can't say enough, Tracy. How great it really was. I really can't.
Well, thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for taking my call.
You are so welcome.
Love you guys.
You too.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Well, we had this YouTube question. What's your take on praying in tongues privately? Well, privately, if you want to pray in tongues, that is fine. I've never done that. I know people who have, that private prayer language. But you need to look and say, well, of what benefit is that? If you're praying with your spirit, but your mind doesn't know what's being communicated or said, is that really beneficial? Are you just looking for some type of spiritual experience? Are you coming to depend on that as an experience that gives you a sense of security or something like that? If that's the case, then I think you step back and take a fresh look at it and say, hey, my security is not in the experiences that I have or the spiritual experiences that I have. My security is in Christ, in the fact that He shed His blood for me once and for all, the fact that He was buried, and the fact that He was raised to life on the third day. He's my confidence. He's my assurance. He's my righteousness. He's my wisdom. He's my redemption. He's my holiness. He's my everything. And when we understand that, we see our roots growing deep into who he is, and we see this confidence and assurance growing inside of us. So if you're looking to these experiences as a means to shore up your security or your assurance in Christ, then I would step back and say, no, I'm going to look to Jesus. He's the foundation, and I'm going to plant my feet firmly in him.
Absolutely. And Bob, of course, you did a video, the most recent, called How Can I Grow Close to God? And I'm sure that will speak to this issue very, very clearly. So we encourage our listeners to go to our YouTube channel. It's basicgospel.net/YouTube. And the title is How Can I Grow Close to God by Bob Christopher, a video that I think will bless your heart and your life.
Absolutely.
You got another one from Facebook, maybe?
No, let's go here.
Okay, we have this call that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Good morning. My name is Lois Thomas, and I'm calling from Stockton, California. I want to know, I have two questions. When Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit and died, had Jesus been crucified on the cross at that time? And then the other question is, you probably answered this before, but I didn't hear it, was in Romans 7 and 13, 7 and 13, all the way down to the end of that. Can you explain it? Therefore, did what is good become death to me? I don't quite get what he's trying to tell me at that scripture. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Well, thank you, Lois. Both questions are really good. As far as the timeline with Ananias and Sapphira, we read that story in Acts chapter 5. So that tells us that it was after the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus Christ. So it happened in the early formation of the church, and I think it was a startling event to see that this is this gospel message is not something to be toyed with. And that's what Ananias and Sapphira were doing. They were looking for praise. They were looking for pats on the back. They were looking for personal gain in what they did. So Barnabas, he had taken a piece of land, and he sold it, and he gave all the proceeds to the apostles and the early church, and he was commended for that. And so Ananias and Sapphira wanted the same thing, so they sold some land, but they just took a portion of it and gave, but they said that they gave it all, just like Barnabas did. Well, that was a lie, and they were lying not only to themselves, but what the Holy Spirit was trying to do to draw them near unto God. And when Peter caught them on that, Peter had no earthly idea, but God informed him. When they heard Peter say that, the fear, the everything just brought about instant death. And so that was an event that took place, and it did take place after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As far as Romans 7 is concerned, that is a passage that Paul was saying, hey, I tried to do good, but I couldn't. And why? Is because I was living under the law. I was trying to do this through human effort, and what I thought was meant to bring life actually brought death. And that's what the wages of sin is, death.
Absolutely. You know, the startling thing to me is, we're almost out of time. I looked up at the clock, and hey, it is almost over. So anyway, friends, glad you're with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, as this post-conference edition, and we'll be back tomorrow for another one. In the meantime, if you have questions that you'd like to pose, you can do exactly the same thing that Kay and Lois did. You can call our listener line at 844-322-2742, and you can pose your question by voicemail. We would love for you to do that and be glad to address your question probably tomorrow on the Basic Gospel program. But until then, for Bob Christopher and the ministry staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.